Hey, Morgan Evans, how's it going this morning?
I'm better than ever, man. It's an exciting time.
It is so exciting to have you getting up early with us on a Friday morning. You got a lot of big stuff going with this new album right now.
Yeah, man. I feel like so much has to go right to get to the point where you get to share this much music, and I'm grateful for it. I've definitely wrote hundreds of songs for this album to get to this 11 that you hear, and I'm equal parts excited and nervous to put it out and share it with the world.
Speaking of sharing, is Kelsey sharing your razor? Because I know when my wife does that, it makes me really mad.
It's less a sharing thing and more a, okay, well, that's yours now.
Where did you come up with Things That We Drink To?
It's the name of one of the songs on the album, and that particular song is actually a tribute to my late manager. He was my manager for 10 years, and he was in a motorcycle accident last year. And on the day of his memorial here in Nashville, I was in the studio with Josh Osborne and Chris DeStefano, my producer, the same guys I wrote Kiss Somebody with. And we wrote this song as like a tribute to him and a celebration of his life and all the stuff we got to do together. And so that song's really important to me. And then when the rest of the track list sort of started coming together for this album, I noticed that there were all these moments that have happened to me in the last couple of years, like moving to America and meeting the girl and getting engaged, getting married, like all these things that you can raise a glass to. And
yeah,
I thought that would be an appropriate album title as well.
Morgan, last time we talked to you, we had to talk to you about Outback, and you do a lot of writing. Would you ever write an Outback commercial, like a song?
Dude, I haven't even been to an Outback
yet. I know
yet,
you have.
So. You know what? When you told us that a couple of months ago, people have been asking us, is that true that you've never been to an Outback Steakhouse?
It's absolutely true, yeah. I mean, if I'd been, I'd give you a review, but I feel like I need to go and experience that. And then maybe if I loved it, then I could write a song about it.
Are you used to food here in America compared to what you ate over in Australia?
Yeah, I think so. I'm getting used to it. One of the things I love about this country is everywhere you go, everywhere's got their thing, you know?
But what do you miss in Australia that it's hard to get here?
I feel like probably the coffee in Australia is the thing I miss the most. That's the
How is it different there?
I don't know. I can't really explain it. I feel like the coffee culture in Australia is just so hardcore. Like on every block in any city, there's like three different shops and they're all trying to be better than each other. And when it's competition like that, you wind up with pretty cool options.
Morgan, I heard about that really sweet surprise that you played on Kelsey when you surprised her in her tour bus in Tahoe.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do this type of thing on a regular basis?
I mean, whenever it's possible. That particular time was like something I was doing got canceled. And so instead of calling her and telling her that it got canceled, I kept texting her through the morning like as if I was doing whatever it was that I was supposed to be doing.
While
which
you're
is
on
difficult.
Your way to surprise her.
And I'm a bad liar, too. So I was like overthinking all these text messages I was sending. And at the time, I was flying into Nevada and I was getting into the longest Uber ride I've ever taken. Yeah, when I finally got there, it was pretty fun to surprise
her. They let you on her bus and she was napping and annoyed that someone was waking her up.
Yeah, I did feel like I may have got her at the wrong time, but she was grumpy at first, but then she realized it was me, so it was all good.
Well, we have Halloween coming up in a couple of weeks. Are you guys going to dress up this year and do anything?
Man, I just got a text from her yesterday saying, are you free on Halloween? Because I've just bought us both kangaroo onesies, so looks like that's where I'm going with this.
How perfect.
Yeah.
You're going down under for Halloween.
Yeah. Can you imagine it? An Australian guy in a kangaroo outfit.
Yeah. May as well add a boomerang.
Exactly. A didgeridoo.
And carry around Vegemite sandwiches all night.
Oh, exactly. That's what I'll be doing. I'll be giving all the kids Vegemite and they'll hate me.
Well, that's better than what we do at my house. We give our trick-or-treaters free tanning certificates.
Hey, I'm stopping by your house.
Morgan, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.